cash fed cattle prices were higher on Friday. Beef imports continue adding value to declining domestic production. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of May. Cattle feeders won the standoff with packers on Friday. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from inactive on very light demand in the Texas Panhandle to active on good demand elsewhere through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. FOB live prices were $2 to $3 higher in Kansas at $186 a hundredweight, $3 to $4 higher in Nebraska at $190, and $3 to $5 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $190, with a few up to $191. Dress delivered prices in the Western Corn Belt the previous week were mostly $295. Although too few to trend, there were some FOB live sales in the Texas Panhandle on Friday at $186. Prices there the previous week were $184. Fed cattle prices were supported by slower packer production, helping to boost wholesale beef prices. Choice box beef cutout value was $3.30 higher Friday afternoon at $313.45 a hundredweight, the highest level since March. Select was 89 cents higher at $297.40. Week to week on Friday, choice was $18.88 higher and select was up $13.23. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 598,000 head was 24,000 head fewer than the previous week and 42,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Year-to-date, estimated total cattle slaughter of 11.9 million head was 570,000 head fewer or 4.5% less than the same week last year. Estimated year-to-date beef production of 10.1 billion pounds was 220.6 million pounds less, or 2.1% less. Cattle futures continued higher Friday amid stronger box beef values and the higher cash fed cattle prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.21 higher, from 67 cents higher at the back to $2.02 higher at the front. Week to week on Friday, they earned an average of $3.92 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $2.03 higher on Friday. Week to week, they earned an average of $7.87 higher. Turning to row crops, corn futures closed 3 to 5 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they earned an average of 14.9 cents lower through the front six contracts. On Friday, Kansas City wheat futures closed 9 to 11 cents lower through May of 25, and then 4 to 6 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 1 to 11 cents higher through May of 25, and then mostly fractionally lower. I had just one weekly Friday auction to report with a trend and much volume. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 550 pounds sold $12 higher at Dunlap Livestock Auction in Iowa. Steers weighing 650 pounds sold $3 lower on light numbers, and then $2 higher at 800 pounds, and $13 higher at 850 pounds. Heifers weighing 700 pounds sold sharply higher, but there is no comparison. And there are 1,940 head on offer. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder classes sold $2 to $6 lower in Georgia, but steady to firm in Florida. Feeder steers sold $1 to $5 higher in Alabama, where feeder heifers and feeder bulls sold $1 to $5 lower. And in Mississippi, feeder steers sold steady to $15 higher, while feeder heifers traded $3 to $6 higher. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mostly higher Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 134 points. The S&P 500 was up 6 points, but the NASDAQ was down 12 points. Heading into the close, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil futures on the CME were 82 to 85 cents higher through the front six contracts. Increased U.S. beef imports, mostly lean trim for grinding, continue enabling added value to decreasing domestic production. Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, provides illustration in his weekly market comments. Griffith explains the retail price of a chuck roast in April was $7.52 a pound, compared to $5.28 a pound for ground chuck. The $2.24 per pound difference in chuck roast and ground chuck demonstrates the importance of lean beef imports to support ground beef demand domestically, because a whole muscle cut clearly has a higher value as compared to placing it in the grind mix. It's extremely important to note these price differences, Griffith says, because folks in the cattle industry are attempting to market cattle and beef products to their highest value, and the ability to import lean grinding beef allows packers to market items such as the chuck and round as roasts instead of placing them into the grind mix. First quarter U.S. beef imports of 1.2 billion pounds were 25% more year-over-year and 44% more than the five-year average, according to USDA's Economic Research Service in the May Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook. U.S. beef imports this year are forecast at 4.2 billion pounds. That would be 12% more year-over-year and the first time beef imports exceed 4 billion pounds, according to ERS. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.